jazz hands ready. It's time for Curtain Up with Phil Lynne. Jazz. On Wirral Wave.
Curtain up, light the lights. You got nothing to hit but the height. You'll be swell, you'll be great. I can tell, just you wait. That lucky star I talk about is due. Honey, everything's coming up roses for me and for you.
Little girl I carried, is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly days. Seedlings turn overnight to sunflowers, blossoming even as we gaze. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, quickly fly the years. One season following another, laden with happiness and tears.
Good afternoon and welcome to Curtain Up with me, Phil Lynne, here on Wirral Wave Radio. Yes, the show all about theatre and musicals. And coming up today, in the second hour of my show, is a tribute to Bill Oddie. So, songs to do with birds and animals. But during this first hour, very soon, I'm going to be playing you an interview I did with the manager of Port Sunlight's Gladstone Theatre, Jamie Brown. Let me tell you a little bit about the Gladstone Theatre. My first ever show I did was at the Gladstone Theatre nearly 25 years ago, and it was The Wizard of Oz. I then became a volunteer of the Gladstone in 2007 when I was just 14 years old. So, before I play you the interview with Jamie Brown from the Gladstone Theatre, I'm going to play you a song from The Wizard of Oz, and this is Come Out, Come Out by Billy Burke, Judy Garland and the Munchkins with the MGM Studio Orchestra. And this was one of my first ever production I did when I was 10. So enjoy this song.
Come out, wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell from a star. She fell from the sky, she fell very far, and Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
Kansas, she says, is the name of the star.
She brings you good news, or haven't you heard? When she fell out of Kansas, a miracle occurred.
It really was no miracle. What happened was just this. The wind began to switch, the house to pitch, and suddenly the hinges started to unhitch. Just then, the witch, to satisfy an itch, went flying on her broomstick, thumbing for a hitch.
And oh, what happened then was rich.
The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a hitch. It landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch. Witch, turn around and help this situation for the wicked witch. The house began to pitch, and the kitchen took a hitch. It landed on the wicked witch in the middle of a ditch. Witch, turn around and help this situation for the wicked witch. Who began to twitch, and was reduced to just a stitch. And what was
that was Come Out from the 1939 musical film The Wizard of Oz. So I'm going to play you now the interview I did with Jamie Brown from the manager of Puts on Light Glaston Theatre. And this interview was recorded on Monday the 20th of July. I was sat in the Glaston Theatre bar and we did this interview. So you'll hear this about the surroundings because we sat in the bar and... Yes, you'll notice a different type of interview to the others, a little bit of echo, but yes, a natural interview that I'm going to play for you now. So, here's that interview.
Right, I'm here at the Glaston Theatre in Port Sunlight, a place I know so well, as I started volunteering here when I was just 14 years old, and it's been a part of my life. In theatre, I did everything from sound to ice cream to stewarding to house manager, and I'm here with the current manager of the Gladstone Theatre, Jamie Brown. Welcome to Curtain Up, Jamie.
I feel you okay?
Yes, so we're going to talk about the Gladstone Theatre and what's been happening and what the future holds. So tell me how long you've been theatre manager here for.
So I've been the theatre manager now for about just over 2 years. Prior to that, I was on the Trust for a little while. And then we just felt like we needed someone in to try and boost the theatre a little bit and make a few changes. So that's what we've done.
Yeah, so the Gladstone, tell us a bit about the history of the Gladstone, how it was set up, because obviously we're sat here looking at a plaque of William Gladstone, MP, officially opened the theatre in 1891 as a dining and recreation room for the male workers from Lever Brothers. But it's a great theatre, isn't it? Because it's got that history within the village, hasn't it?
Well? Yeah, it's great because it hasn't changed that much over the years. You know, we've still got a picture on the wall that shows the men's dining hall back when it was originally the men's dining hall. The feature of the stage is still there. That really hasn't changed. So it's nice that it's still quite authentic to the building.
Yeah, and we say an independent charitable trust. Mission to provide theatrical entertainment with a warm and friendly atmosphere for the residents, visitors and wider rural community. That's what it's all about, isn't it? It's keeping that community feel within the village, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just about our resident societies, you know. They've been going for a long time, so, you know, the likes of Port Sunlight Players and Bevington, you know, Port Sunlight Players have been going over 100 years. Hoy Lake and West Kirby Theatre Group, they've been going over 100 years. Same with Bevington Dramatic Society. And it's just important that we keep the theatre alive, really, and keep these, you know, amateur dramatic societies going.
You're the only, yeah, because you are now the only theatre, really, for amateur theatre, because the Floor Pavilion stopped years ago, well, in the last few years or so, and they're not interested in Amdram, they're professionals, so that's what's good about the Gladstone. Any Amdram can come here. But yeah, and you've got resident societies as well, haven't you, as well?
Yeah, I think it's important that, you know, we that's where we started off, really. You know, if it wasn't for them amateur dramatic societies, we really wouldn't be where we are today with the theatre. So for me and, you know, the trust, it's important that we keep that going, making sure that we have got them societies still coming through, still performing for us. Along with a wide range of other things that we have on, obviously we have our tributes. We're starting a summer school. Well, we started a summer school last year. Again, it all leans into just, you know, keeping theatre alive, really, and making sure that we still have it in the future.
And you have your annual panto as well, because when I remember being here for, obviously, involved since 2007, Puds and My Plays used to do their annual panto, and it was one written by Julie Whitehead. But well, it was certainly here for a couple of years before I, at least two or three years before I finished volunteering. So, so professional panto is always a good one, isn't it? It must do well for you.
Yeah, we do well with the professional panto. We have Dreamworld that come in each year. They have a fantastic script. They work hard on it all year round to bring us, you know, a great show at Christmas, really. And then we also roll into January when we have our amateur dramatic panto as well, which is great. It's a cheaper option as well.
I always like the panto. But then you mentioned about tribute groups as well, so that's a range of mixture, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've tried to make sure that moving forward we've got a wide variety of different shows that are coming in. For example, we've got an American Review on in August, and we change it up. We've got Pink tribute, Coldplay, but we still, you know, stick to the classics, the likes of the Drifters, who are back in January. So it's important to just get that wide range of, you know, variety for the theatre, really, make sure that we've got something for everybody.
So tell us then about the staffing wise for then for each show. So what does the staffing involve?
So staffing, again, heavily rely on our ambassadors. We'd really be lost without them. They are an asset to the theatre. You know, they're unpaid volunteers. They are great. We have a house manager, fire steward, a number of stewards. They do the bar for us, ice creams. So they really do get involved. They're heavily involved in the theatre, and we really wouldn't be able to operate without them, really.
Yeah, it's always important, as I say, if you haven't got the staff, you can't open a theatre, can you?
No, it's important. And, you know, we've got a great team of volunteers as well. They really do get stuck in. And we're considering the amount of shows that we have in now as well. You know, we've gone from having, you know, 20, 30 shows a year, you know, to, you know, 70, 80 shows a year now. So it's ramped up quite a lot. So, you know, they're integral to the theatre, the amount of hours that they put in for us.
Yeah, I've also noticed a difference as well, because when I first started here years ago, you could never get anything at all from the Trust. So I've noticed how Portsmouth might change within the last 12 months. I've noticed one of the things was, I'm going to mention the car park, because years ago, the Portsmouth Night Village Trust were like, oh no, you can't put white lines down in the car park, it's a listed car park and stuff. I noticed that the other day when I came in here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a difficult one. Obviously, there's two trusts, so the Gladstone Theatre Trust are very heavily involved in the theatre, with the running of the theatre. You know, I'm liaising with them on a weekly basis, so they are heavily involved. We do have I think there's been problems in the past with the Village Trust, but, you know, we're working together to make sure that we're making sure that all the businesses locally are coming together, really, and working together. So the likes of the car park now, you know, we didn't have access was always a problem. That's kind of been sorted out now, so we've got better access for the car park, so visitors can come during the day, which leads on to our cafe now that we've got open. Yeah,
so let's touch on the cafe. So what made you want to
start a cafe here.
So again, it's been on the trust vision board probably for 18 months now. You know, Janet, the head of the trust, and myself, it was a passion that we did want to make sure that we were getting extra footfall through the door. So when you know when the theatre's closed, we've potentially got some revenue coming in. We've got staff of it on site anyway, so it just made sense to then open a cafe as well. So we've put a lot of time and a lot of effort over the last 6-7 months to make sure that the cafe's you know what we want it to be. We want to keep it theatre themed, so it's called Encore Cafe. So we've tried our hard to make it as theatre based as we physically can.
Yeah, but now I've got to hand it to you because it's certainly changed. Like, you know, it used to be, years ago we used to have the likes of Tom O'Connor on and different things, some of the shows. They used to have, if you didn't sell enough tickets, they put a partition down like Gladstone. But now when they go on the website and have a look at shows, you do quite well, don't you, for, you know, people, you know, they see a show on and they want to come and see it. So what would you say to anyone that maybe hasn't been to the Gladstone Theatre before?
I think we get a lot of that. I think we've flown under the radar for quite a long time with not being, you know, a theatre that's really out there. But now we are a little bit more commercial. We've got loads of different shows there are on. So I think if, you know, I would say come and give us a try, because I think once you've tried us, you won't go back.
When it comes to bookings, would you say you book all the acts, or do you get anyone that comes to the theatre and they want to book it?
Yeah, definitely, but it varies. So, you know, I'm approaching different artists all the time, but again, they see what type of shows we're doing here, so they come to us and ask if they can, you know, perform here. So it varies, to be fair. It's a bit of a mixed bag.
And you've also another part of each show, isn't it, is sound and lighting. So do you have your own resident people that do the sound and lighting?
We do. So obviously when a touring show comes in, or a resident society or a society, yeah, they can choose to bring their own team in if they want. But we've got a fantastic team of technicians that really help us out. We've got a good core of technicians that you know, work around the clock here for us. We've got a managing tech that's here on a daily basis, so he can answer any problems, any questions, and then he can also refer them to the team that's going to be working with the individual act that's in.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you, because you're no stranger to the stage yourself, are you, as well? You're with Hoylake and West Kirby, aren't you?
I am. I do love the theatre, and, you know, that's one of the reasons I took the job on, because I am heavily involved in theatre. I love everything about it. So, yeah, I am involved in Hoylake and West Kirby Theatre Group. I'll get involved in any shows they'll have me in. Don't get me wrong, I'm not the best, but I'll still have a go.
That's what amateur theatre is about, isn't it? You know, you're there to take part. And, yeah, you know, Hawks does some great shows, because I've been here, and they always get, they do, Are You In, We Will Rock You.
Yeah, well, yes, and my husband's playing the lead as well.
That's
so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to We Will Rock You. It should be a fantastic show. They're working hard. We always do work hard. As does every society that puts a show on. You know, you've got to put the effort in. You know, the cast are brilliant. The singing's amazing. The show's going to be fantastic. So.
Yeah. And so what would you say the future of the theatre looks like for you? What's your vision?
Well, I just see it going onwards and upwards, really. I mean, we've done so well to get where we are. You know, 18 months ago when I first took over as the manager, I felt like there was a bit of a mountain to climb. I feel like we are getting there now. We're making improvements in the theatre. We've had the bar has just been redecorated. We've had new carpeting throughout the auditorium. We've had painting done. Obviously, we've got the new addition now at the cafe. So it can only be onwards and upwards for me. We've got new societies that are wanting to be involved. We've probably taken on more dance schools this year than we ever have before. So it's onwards and upwards. You know, we strive for the best for the theatre, really, to make sure that we can supply some good shows for everyone to come and watch.
Yeah, that's a thing, that's the best part about it. If you haven't been to the Glasgow Theatre, I ask people, why not, to come and see any show, there's something for everyone. And, you know, you've had people on here, haven't you, like, as well, like Alan Jones, and didn't you have Tony Christie, was it Tony
Christie? Yeah, Tony Christie. We do have a few famous faces to come in. We've got Ray Quinn in September. I've got a couple on the line for next year, but I'm just waiting to get them over the line, so keep posted, because there are a few more coming up next year.
Yeah, and then you've got, after We Will Rock You, you've got another, you've got a panto for Hawks coming up as well, then, haven't you?
That'll be in January, yeah, we're doing Rapunzel this year. We've got some really good society shows coming up. We've got Wind in the Willows that are getting done by St. Paul's. They're a fantastic group. We've got Bevington Dramatic Society doing the Full Monty. That's coming up very soon. They've reprised that because it done so well last time. We've obviously got Port Sunrise Players doing Flint Street Nativity in November. So there's loads of stuff coming up, certainly for everybody at any walk of life who wants to come and watch. We've got, you know, plays, musicals, tributes, everything, you name it, we've got it.
Yeah, and then, of course, as well, you've got the admin side as well, haven't you, with the office side, so it's all always keeping busy. And then, of course, box office. Has that changed slightly? Because I noticed the door has a different hours now for the box office than what they used to be.
Yeah, so years ago, we only used to have the box office open 10 till 2. But it was, again, a bit silly, really. We're here 9 to 5, so it makes sense to have the box office open 9 to 5. You know, we want everybody to be able to purchase the tickets at ease. So if that's coming up to the box office, then at least we'll open some good hours so you can come and get them. So we're open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Our online website has been redeveloped. So we've got a new website now that was done about 6-8 months ago. So that's looking fresh, clean, easier to use. Customers can use their personal login details and they can swap tickets. If there's any problems, they don't need to get in touch with the box office. They can do it themselves online. So we're just trying to find ways for people to be able to access tickets easier, really.
Yeah, because the website, I've got to hand it to you, the website's probably one of the easiest websites for booking theatre seats, to be honest. That's why I find it simple to use.
Yeah, nice and straight.
And then, of course, but you do have some people, I'm guessing, that still might not be familiar with the online system, and then they can come to the box office.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we do get people that, you know, aren't interested in computers and they're not tech savvy. So, yeah, that's why we need the box office open 9 to 5. Monday to Friday, so that they can just come and purchase the tickets, or over the phone. You know, they can give us a call at the office, and we can book over the phone for them as well.
Well, that's good. Yeah, keep this theatre going, full diary, and you know that's what's good about it. And you got your tea. I'm sat here in the bar, looking at the tea and coffee counter as well. Sweets, drinks, and as I say, so cafe opening now is so. When can people come?
Yeah, so we're open every day apart from a Monday. So we open from 8 till 3 on Tuesday to Friday. Saturday we are 9 till 3 and Sunday we're 10 till 3.
Yeah, I was in there Friday, must have been the Coronation Chicken is to die for. I actually saw Marilyn when I was in the theatre on, I think she came Thursday afternoon last week, and she was telling me, oh, the Coronation Chicken's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, we've taken on a head baker that she's predominantly, you know, known for her baking. She's done cakes for years, so everything's fresh, everything's homemade. We don't buy anything in. All the cakes are freshly made on the premises that day. Same with the scones. We've got them freshly made every day. So, and the coffee is to die for. It's really nice coffee. So we tried about 5 or 6 different blends, and we've gone for a fair trade coffee, which is it's just really, really nice. So definitely come down and try it if you get a chance.
So you've been open, was it the beginning of July you opened?
Yeah, two weeks last Friday we opened officially.
And you've been busy.
So we've been busy. Yeah, we haven't stopped. So struggling to get all my work done because I'm spending all the time in the cafe. And my waistline's not getting any better either because too many cakes.
The cakes and the temptation of
also have our cinema club that's once a month, so if anybody's interested in cinema, they can come down. It's normally of an afternoon on a Tuesday or a Thursday. And we've paired up with Tesco's, so they supply us tea and coffee. So you get free tea and coffee, and you get to watch a film for a fiver.
Classic. So these are actually noticed on the website, Classic and Musical Movies. So I must come down soon and see one of the films if I get a chance. But yeah, it's all thriving and it's all updated and it's better than it has been, in my opinion. It was, you know, as I say, when I started and I left, and I was like, well, we need to do some more, and I'm glad that you've taken it on and run thriving, because we needed a manager like, in my opinion, we needed a manager like you to get the theatre up and running and be bigger and better, which is what I needed for the theatre.
Yeah, I think we've done a lot in the last couple of years. I think you know, it's not a downside for anybody that's been here in the past. It's just there's a lot of work to do, and I think the thing is with the right trust that we've got now and the right team behind us in the theatre, then we're making headway and we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, fantastic. And the stages, the classic stage and the dressing rooms and everything is all ship shape.
Yeah.
And green room and backstage. And originally it was called the George Peaston Room, and George Peaston. Have we got his photo now behind the bar?
Yeah, he still remains behind the bar. To be honest with you, I think he's better suited behind the bar.
Exactly.
That's where he's known from. So he's still got a plaque behind the bar. But yeah, he'll never be forgotten.
No, for anyone that doesn't know George Peaston, he was a guy who was a volunteer barman for over 20 years, and even in his early 80s he was still doing it. And he said, I remember when Steve Henderson used to be technician here, and it used to be a duty drink in his Scottish accent. He was a great guy, everyone loved him. But no, onwards in the bar, and the bar looks great, golden shape, and I like the space now, it's like tables where everyone can sit round, isn't it?
Yeah, we're utilising the space a little bit more. We are going to try and get some new tables in here in the next couple of months, but we've obviously concentrated on the cafe over the past few months, so that's our next venture, really, to try and get the bar tables looking, get some new bar tables. But we've got outside seating now as well, which is great. So we've got outside seating for the cafe, but we also open it up during the summer months when we've got shows in, so people can sit and have a drink or refreshments during the interval. So
yeah, I noticed that when I came to see Shrek, that was good, because you never had anything like that. So when people, so say like if you've got a busy show on, it's all busy out here, just you then open, can people go in the cafe area in the evening to...
Yeah, so we're yet to strive for that, so obviously with only being open 2 weeks, that's something we're probably going to lean into towards the winter. So we will be offering like proper nice teas and coffees and cakes and possibly some like bites as well of an evening during the intervals.
Great. Well, it's all shaping, as I say. Get yourself down to the Glasson Theatre if you haven't been. And if you want to come for lunch, come, make sure you come down here open until 3 p.m. and you can even come for breakfast, can't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We do bacon, sausage, butties, egg, whatever you want. We've got it.
Nice. So, well, and my final question is, we touched on it slightly, but I ask all my guests this, is what does theatre mean to you?
So, I just feel like theatre's always been a big part of my life, from going from school, you know, taking GCSEs in drama, carrying through to, actually, my husband and I really connected more so when we got into, you know, he took me back into theatre. So I feel like that's, you know, a massive part of my life, and I just wanted to continue. I wanted to be here for, you know, generations to come, make sure that we've got these societies that are still able to perform somewhere. So that's what it is for me. It's making sure that we've still got that for someone to a stage for them to practice on.
Great answer, and thanks for joining me, Jamie.
No worries. Thanks again for having me, Phil.
No problem.
There we go. That was the interview there with the Gladstone Theatre manager, Jamie Brown. Yes, it was probably a bit echoey, distorted, but, you know, it showed the location where we were sat in the bar area, and, yeah, it was a... nice surrounding. And the Gladstone Theatre is a lovely theatre, so make sure you get yourself down to the Gladstone Theatre. So for the rest of this hour, I'm going to play you musical songs associated with shows that are coming up at the Gladstone Theatre. But before I do, I just need to mention the song that I played at the start of the show was Sunrise Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof, performed by Roger Whittaker. And that was because Hal Prince, a Broadway producer and director, passed on this day back in 2019, aged 91. So on with the rest of the show today. And this is Breaking Free from High School Musical, as the Gladstone Theatre has a High School Musical themed summer school beginning on the 3rd of August and finishing on the 15th.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking free.
You know the world can see.